Hey, what's up? So today we're talking about the seven habits of a successful government contractor. Hello, everyone. Good evening, good afternoon, rather, to you all that are joining me today. Welcome back to another session of our Family Talk Fridays. I am Karwana D, your government contract strategist, and I'm here to help women and minority small business owners learn how to grow successful businesses with generating massive income through government contracts. So that has, if you're new to this channel, or if you're new to me watching me on YouTube or anything, or to the concept of government contracting as a whole, of course, this is one of the most proven strategies and proven ways and guaranteed ways to grow your business successfully, right? As a small business entrepreneur. And so today in this video, you're going to learn about some of the top success habits, or rather characteristics, of those who have been very successful in government contracting. These are the characteristics that I show and I find that successful entrepreneurs in government contracting have in common. So I'm going to cover those top seven today. So I just want to say hello, good afternoon to you all. Hi, Kim, and welcome back. It's been a long time, right? I feel like I've been on vacation for a little while. Daughter graduated from high school yesterday. Some other things, got a lot of things going on, but great things that's happening behind the scenes. But I'm always honored to be back and to bring you all of this value, amazing value. Both inside the private Facebook group as well as on YouTube. So after I covered like the seven characteristics or top seven habits, of course, there's going to be an invitation for you to schedule a call with my team, of course, at the end, if that's something that you want to do. If you're interested in actually getting started with actually getting to those results and getting to those results faster, then this is going to be an opportunity for you to go ahead and take action, right? Who is here today? If you are joining on in the Facebook group, be sure to click on the StreamYard link so that I can see your name, but also say hello. If you're new, let me know where you're joining from. I'm gonna bring it up on my phone so I can see when you guys are actually communicating with me. So say hello, where you're joining from, what type of business you have. Hello, Jacinda. Hey, how are you? So anyway, the reason why I chose to today to talk about this topic is because I know there are a lot of like things around, or roadblocks, or things around blockage for small business owners when it comes to like mindsets and like making sure that you're getting started with the right characteristics, or just the right spirit, just knowing that this is something, right, that you can actually do successfully to grow your business. So if it's proven, that's my question, is if it's proven that and documented, that's my question. If it's proven and highly well documented that anyone can land contracts with the government, if it's proven and documented by record that not only can anyone land a government contracting opportunity, or multiple opportunities with government contracts to grow a highly thriving business, then why do you doubt yourself? And this is for those who don't really believe that this is possible for them. And this is just a real question I really want you to know, or to answer and consider. Like, if it's proven, this is factual information, and we're not talking about somebody cousin said something and they think it's possible, right, for them. But this is like proven, recorded, a part of the Small Business Act, right? That government contracting has mandated goals, and goals that are written into the law, that basically says a percentage of these contracts, right, out of the, and just speaking on the federal government contracting level, where there's over $9 trillion that was spent this past year during the pandemic, $3 trillion more than the previous year in 2018. And so 26% of that is ideally about roughly about $4.3 trillion that's on the table that was set aside specifically for you, as a woman in business, as a minority in business, as a small business, as a struggling business, even those who come and say, I haven't generated a single penny in my business. Will this work for me? Yes, it does. And it will. It's all about strategies. It's all about understanding positioning. And there's so many moving parts to government contracting, and you can't just pick and pull what you want. You know what I mean? Like, it just doesn't work that way. So you have to have a complete blueprint and strategy if you want to do this right, and if you want to do it successfully. So today, I'm just going to talk about some of the habits or characteristics that I think, you know, will help you achieve those goals that you have when you make the decision to get started with government contracting. So hello, Tani and Dalnita. Hello, Queen Lizzie. Thank you all for joining me here. And so number one, if it's proven that and documented that anyone can land a government contracting opportunity, my number one characteristic or habit I think that, you know, you must encompass or should encompass, or those who are successful in doing this do encompass, is a sense of worthiness. Because sometimes, you know, you think that this is an opportunity that is far-fetched, or maybe for someone else, or maybe you don't believe that this is possible for you, and you feel unworthy. You think it's too good to be true, right? but you must have a sense of worthiness and just know who you are and know that there's a reason and a purpose that you started the business that you're in. There's a reason for that, right? You didn't start a business because you're guessing and hoping that someone will buy your stuff. You started that business because you knew not only is there a customer out there, but there are many customers in this whole big old world. And just even thinking about just across the United States alone, there's a customer for you. There's many customers for you. And that is the reason why you really started the business. Okay. So often we just are looking at the wrong customer. Hey, Gloria and Leticia. Hello. And Brian. Hello. And so a lot of times we're just looking at the wrong customers. We're looking at friends and family. When we start a business, those are the first people we're expecting to come show up, right? But it's an unrealistic way to grow a thriving business, right? And sometimes we get discouraged because it's a chase, the hustle and chase of looking for regular paying customers, looking for customers that pay you top value without expecting you to undercut, you know, your services or undercut or discount your product, or product, and basically bankrupt you out of business. You want a customer that values the service, that values the product, and understands that this is the, you're here to service them, right? And so the government can be that for you. Oh, Tanae, okay, yeah. It's 2 p.m. your time. Okay, so it's 11 o'clock my time here. So, but I believe we sent you out a link to schedule a call. So go ahead and get on the call schedule. And so it's $1 trillion governmentcontracts.com to apply to schedule a call with our team. And the reason why there's an application process like to get on a call with our team is because we don't try to serve everybody. And you know, some people are in business to do business with everybody and anybody. We are there to serve those that we know for a fact we can help you achieve goals, because it's about you achieving and accomplishing your goals, not about you investing. Right in our program, because when you make the investment in our program, you're investing in yourself, your dream, your vision. You're investing in something that's going to generate massive wealth forever for the life of your business. And if we're going to be like in this relationship together to help you get there in your business, we want to make sure that we're working with the right people, people who have a lot of these characteristics, right? And then we also want to make sure that we meet people where they are, because not everybody is ready to take their business to that next level. Some people need a little bit more. Something happens before, right? That next level. And when I say that, I mean, like, if you're struggling with like finances, if you're struggling with credit and all these other things, right? Then we want to help you where you are there before we can get here. Otherwise, it'll be a massive failure. And we're not in business to help you fail. We're in business to help you succeed. And so it's the baby steps along the way. But those who are ready, definitely, we do invite you to schedule a call with our team so that we can go over, like, what are your goals, right? We want to make sure that it's a match and that it's a fit for both people and that what we're offering is in alignment with what you're getting and everything, because, like, there's a lot of mismatch. So for some of you who have been here, done that, been in such and such program, been working with such and such, you thought you signed up for business credit, and now you got something talking about mindset, right? Everything has to match and be in alignment. So we want to make sure that what we offer is in total and complete alignment with your vision, your goals, and to help you get to the next level. So sense of worthiness. So some people really feel that they're unworthy. of the type of success that we talk about when we're talking about government contracting. We're talking about those who are successfully landing contract within like 6 weeks, 8 weeks, 90 days, whatever, 90 days, 120 days, whatever. And typically that's what our clients do. They're landing contracts by implementing a successful strategy, right? A system that actually works. They're landing their contracts within the first 3 months or within the first 3 to 6 months, depending on your industry, depending on your drive, depending on how much work you put in. And notice the key word is work. You have to work, right? We can't just hand you something. If I had a box full of contracts, I would give them out to everybody, but there's work to get them. So all I can show you is how to go after them and how to go after them successfully. And there's so many moving parts to succeed in the industry. I have to teach you the whole everything. Even if you think you don't need it and only want that part, just give me that part. I already got everything else. The test is, if you already got everything else, then where are your contracts? And if you're not getting contracts, then you're missing a lot, right? And so the best person for government contracting is those who are willing to listen and learn what unlearn, the bad things or the things that got you lost, right? So that you can learn what's going to help you succeed. So anyway, that was my number one, which is sense of worthiness. So you must have a sense of worthiness and just be very confident and know that this is something for you and that it's completely attainable and it's achievable and that, you have to just basically claim it. You know what I mean? You have to claim it and know that you can achieve that thing. So number two is, not only do we want to talk the talk, right? Because there's a lot of people out here talking about what they're going to do, when they're going to do it, how they're going to do it. But you also must remember to walk the walk, right? You have to be willing to take action. And so the second characteristic or habit of those who succeed in government contracting are action takers. They're the ones that's working. They're the ones that make the sacrifice. And they're not talking about, oh, I got to wait till this happen for that to happen, for this to happen. And then I can, and then I can go and jump into that. But they see an opportunity and they take action, because those who take action actually are the ones that give results and they get fast results. They're not thinking, well, I want to make this succeed. I want to be successful in this 5 years down the road, right? 5 years down the road, although it's not a marathon, it's not a race. But they want to see results this year, and it's still time. So we're only in the fifth month, or well, just 6 months. We're halfway through the year, the fiscal year for this year's budget, the trillions of dollars on the federal, and then multiple trillions on the state, and then some more trillions on the local city and county. That money is still on the table right now for at least another 4 months for this fiscal year before the new budget opens up. And so if you're in alignment, if you're in position, then guess what? You can land a contract before the year is out. And that contract could basically be putting in an additional multiple six figures or at least six figures or at least something else on top of what you're already doing. Okay. Krishan is a facts this year. Yeah. So action takers. You always hear me talk about faith without works, of course, is dead. You can have the faith. You can have a sense of worthiness. You can speak it into existence, but that works along with taking action, being willing to do the work, being a visionary that walks out your vision. You create those steps or have someone who's very knowledgeable and can show you what the steps are to get there. you walk it out, right? So that work, it takes work to get there. But it's definitely something that's highly achievable. So number three, the third characteristic is being strategic, having a strategy. That is another characteristic of those that I find who are highly successful. And just know that I do know highly successful government contractors that I've either worked with or they're my colleagues. We've been in the field together, who are landing multiple millions of dollars per year in government contracting. Believe it or not, it's like one contract can do that for you. Everything is going to be different because sometimes I get, well, how much is my contract going to be worth? Or you don't know because guess what? Every scope of work is going to be different. All those opportunities that come out every single day, all throughout every single hour, all across every single government agency, they all have different scopes. They all have different lengths. It may be a 1 year, a 2 year, a 5 year, or a renewable 10-year contract. So it's all going to be different based on the scope of work, and it's all going to be different based on your industry and the service that you provide, right? So let's just say, for instance, a service like a accountant may not get paid the exact same hourly rate or the exact same amount for a 6-month contract as a trucker for a 6-month contract. Two totally different industries, two total different overheads and costs and requirements that are, you know, so it's all going to be different. But guess what? It doesn't matter. It's just as long as the money is coming into your business, that's what matters. And so as long as we have a plan together, put together a strategy for you to capture that income, that's what matters. Whatever your financial goal is, let's just say everybody's goal is different. Your goal may be to generate $80,000 and you're good with that, right? So now what we do together is we put together a plan of action for you to be able to land that one contract for $80,000. Or for you to get, whether it's two contracts of $40,000 to equal that, right? Your financial goal is going to be different. Some people may be like, I want to make $100,000 extra on top of what I'm already doing. That's possible. It's so highly possible. And we're not talking about full-time work to achieve those numbers. You can land multiple contracts very part-time, not even working 2 to 3 days out of the month. So it just all depends on the scope of work, what they're looking for, what you're quoting, and how we put together your plan of action. So strategy is very, very, very important, having a strategy. And if you don't have a strategy on your own, then that's where the experts come in to help you implement a strategy based on your industry, based on your financial goals, you know, based on your business goals, based on your scenario, your life scenario, because everybody's life is a little bit different. And that is the one reason why when many small business owners come to me and are like, oh, I already did this work, I just want that one piece. Well, it doesn't work like that. That one piece doesn't work. That's like, really, and I used this scenario a couple of days ago, this scenario is like asking for a Benz key, knowing that you have a Toyota Corolla, and then your vehicle, instead of having tires, it has bike wheels. All those different pieces that you pull from here and from there and from there and there, it just together, it does not work. And so that is the reason why a Mercedes-Benz doesn't work with a Mercedes-Benz key. It does not work with a Ford key or nothing like that. So everything, you have to have the whole complete system, even if you think you have it all. So, and so that is the reason why a lot of times it takes small business owners a long time to get there. It's because of just unwillingness to learn how to do things the right way, or you feel like you spend so much time pulling here and pulling from there and trying to piece it all together that you feel like you're going to be wasting your time. No, it's just you're going about it the long way, and you can be doing this within 3 months, like literally between learning, implementing, taking action, and landing that contract. It could be 3 months. Not 3 years, right? If you do it the right way. And so having a strategy is definitely going to be key. So number four, Jacinda said, it's up to us, the individual, to be action takers, to see it all. Yep, to see it in a 3 to 6 month period. And that's true. You have to take action. It's work, but it's worth it. You know, I heard someone say that years ago, and I believe like one of my pastors wrote a book called It's Worth, But It's Worth It. But he was talking about, you know, marriage and relationships and divorce and all that stuff when it comes to marriage is work, but it's worth it. Even with business, it's work, but it's worth it, especially when it comes to contracting, you know, your services to the government. So, excuse me. Number four is another characteristic that I find to help you succeed or to help those become, you know, successful government contractors is that they're coachable. That is a huge one, because you can't just know it all. Everybody can't just, you don't know it all. I don't even claim to know everything, but I do know how to get to the money, right? I do know the strategies that I have it works, right? It works for me. It's worked for several of my clients, and there's still so much more that I learn every single day. Nobody knows it all, right? And so even I have coaches. Even, you know, people that I work with, they have additional coaches, like, you know what I mean? But everybody is not for everybody. Every coach is not for everybody. But you do have to know who that person is, who speak your language, that you can understand, who you feel that has a real heart to help you get to your next level, and be coachable by them, right? Be coachable, which means that you have to put away all the misconceptions, everything that you learn that you think is this way, right? You can't bring old habits into the new. You cannot. Otherwise, same practice creates the same results, right? And so you have to know and be willing to be, you know, be coachable, be willing to learn something new. Even if you think you tie your shoe the right way. People tie shoes. At the end of the day, you tie the shoes, it gets tied, but people tie shoes differently. I've been seeing some different type of things, and I'm like, how did you learn to tie your shoe like that? But at the end of the day, it's tying the shoe. But if you want to learn how to tie it this way, these are the steps to make it happen that way, right? This is just step one. This is step two. This is step three. This is how you do it this way, right? Because this way gets the results. That way, I don't know. I just, like, from what I'm looking at, it doesn't get you the results. So if you want the results, you got to learn to do it a new way. And so that is really a characteristic of learning how to be coachable. Sharita says you need all the steps for the $1 trillion government contracts to work. And you do. I absolutely do. You need all the steps, not just a piece of the step, not just the part that you think is going to make it work. All I need is just securing my first contract. Well, you can't secure your first contract. And in my program, you can't secure that unless I know where you've been. So I can help you get to where you need to be to actually do that, right? I can't fix a mess. I don't know, right? I'm just saying. Siobhan says, I need the results, right? So being coachable is definitely going to be key. So when we're talking about the seven habits or characteristics of a successful government contractor, these are the first four. Number five is being optimistic for yourself, knowing what's possible, believing that it's possible. You know, that kind of works in line with having a sense of worthiness, but just being optimistic about that it's going to work for you. Because a lot of times, and this is what I get all the time, and I hear it and I see it, and it really, like, for me, because I'm a real passionate person when it comes to helping other people, it's my gift to help other people. It's my God-given gift. And I do that in love. And I do it because I want to see you succeed. And I do it because I know what it's done for me. And I know that it can be possible for you, right? But people who look for validation in other people, like, you can't look for validation in someone else. You have to be optimistic about your own self and knowing that God has blessed you to be greater, right? And to be exceedingly abundantly blessed about above anything, you know, that you can imagine as great for yourself. There's something higher that he wants you to accomplish and something much, much, much bigger than you could ever imagine, right? And so when you look for validation in other people, which means that you want to see, well, have you gotten results? And have you gotten results? No, this is, like I said, government contracting is not for everybody. Some people will get the system and not implement the work, period. You don't do the work, you don't get the results. You can't just sign up and just think that it's going to fall in your lap. It takes work. It takes strategy. And will you fall down and scrub your knee a little bit? Yeah, you will. But guess what? If you fall down, you can always get back up and start again, right? You learn from your mistakes. That helps you to become better, right? It's a part of the journey, right? If we were just born to be perfect and to never bump our heads, then many of us will be stuck, right? But you have become who you are because of what you've been through and what you've learned. And now you can teach somebody else along the way. Don't make those same mistakes, right? This is a bump. If you go down this road, you're going to bump your head, right? This is what I know, right? But if you turn to the left just a little bit, right, there's another open door, right? So being optimistic and stop looking for other people's validation to validate you, right? Because some people will fail, but others will highly succeed. So which one are you? Because if you're looking for validation in someone else, then you need to figure out, well, the whole story behind how they failed, right? The whole story. And you have to duplicate that to duplicate their results, if that's what you're looking for. You have to duplicate that somebody died and they lost faith and they've been through depression. You have to duplicate that in order to get to the results that they have. But what God has for you is for you, right? What he has for you is for you. And so that's why looking for validation in everyone else except for you, you have to validate yourself. You have to know that this is something that you can do. And not only can you do it, but you will do, right? And that you're going to do it and you're going to take action regardless, even if they say you need to fill out 20 pages in the next 5 minutes, you're going to hurry up and fill out those 20 pages or maybe get some people to help you fill out those 20 pages in order to get to that result, right? You can't just say, oh, it's 20 pages. They want us to fill. They must be crazy. I'm just not going to do it. Well, and then turn around and say, oh, well, this doesn't work. You just made the decision, a conscious decision, not to do the work because it was too much for you. You made the decision. So you ultimately made the decision to say, well, I want to grow my business and they're telling me they have this money for me, but I'm just going to not take that money. I'm going to leave it on the table because I don't feel like filling out this paperwork. It doesn't make sense, right? It's a contradiction. So really, we have to really think about what we're saying to ourselves. What are we really saying, right? It's just like you make a plan, you have this dream, you have this goal, and then you throw a roadblock in your own way, right? So you have to validate yourself and your success and move all those roadblocks that you create for yourself. Because a lot of times we block ourselves from blessings by speaking things, oh, it's too much, or I can't do it, or blah, 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 blah. You have to know that, okay, well, some people, you know, they may say, well, I'm interested in, for instance, I'm interested in working with you, but I don't really have the means right now. Okay, well, let's work on that. Why don't you have the means? Have you ever tried using other people's money? Well, my credit is bad. So let's fix that, right? It doesn't mean that you can't get there. It just means there's a couple stops that you have to take before you get there, right? Fix the credit, you know, access some capital because you fixed the credit. And now you have the leverage that you need. So some people are ready to go, right? Just like that. And some people have to take a couple stops before they're ready to go. And so just meeting yourself where you are, being realistic about where you are and what you need at that time and at that moment. Of course, we have several resources. Like my network is really wide. And we definitely have a lot of resources to help people meet them where they are so they can get where they get, where they're going or where they want to go. And so that is the reason why we have what's called a strategy session. So we can find out where you are, where are your goals, like what's stopping you from achieving your goals and how can we help you like get past those hurdles so that you can get over here. Those are realistic conversations that, you know, any coach that's a good coach, they're going to have that conversation. They're not going to sell you false promises. If you're not even ready, if you don't even have the car, how are they going to teach you how to drive? You don't even have a car. What teaching you how to drive for you when you're on the bus? Don't make no sense, right? So we have to meet people where they are and be realistic about that. But anyway, outside of number five, number six is being driven. Guaranteeing your own success by being driven, right? Having that drive. There are so many different types of personalities in the world. Some people just expect it to fall in their lap. Some people expect you to hand it to them. But those who are self-driven to make it happen regardless, like Sharita is on here, And she shares her story about how she went from being on government assistance and, you know, losing her job or losing her job and becoming homeless to starting her own or working for the government to stepping out on faith to start her own business. Right. And to now be a government contractor, flip that story. That takes drive. You have to have drive to get through those hurdles. Anybody, the average person would just say, give up. I just give up. None of this works. That works for those people, and it don't work for me. Look at my situation. Woe is me. Gimme, 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 gimme. And the average person, but a self-driven person who validates themselves, right? Because what if she would have went out and said, well, before jumping into this journey that she's gone through, what if she would have went to someone and say, well, has this worked for you? And then is the person that says, oh, it's 20 pages? Oh, no, I'm not going to do that. It don't work, right? And they spoke that into her life. So now you've asked for validation from someone who's broken or who did not even try. And now that is your result. So you don't try, right? Where would she be? Realistically, where would she be? And so that's why you got to be careful who your circle is and who you ask questions. You know what I mean? You want to ask questions of people who are doing it, right? How did you get there? Those type of questions. We want to ask the right type of questions, right? You know, what happens when you do? You ever get discouraged? And what happens when you get discouraged? You pick yourself back up. That's what you do. So being driven and understanding that being driven by self. Right. Not needing anyone to cheerlead you on. Those will come. Cheerleaders will come. But not needing that to get yourself up. Of course, that is definitely going to be key. So Angela. Hello, Angela. She says, and hi, TJ. That's my desire. Currently working for the government and will get a contract. Yep. In the future. You are preaching, sis. Yeah, absolutely. 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 And I know there's so many people who actually work for the government who wants to get on the other side, especially on the inside. You get to see procurements and contracts and you're like, oh my God, they get paid more than me. And my hourly rate is good, but look what will happen when I become a contractor. It'll be even better, right? So that's been the goal of many people. So cool. All right. So being self-driven, that's number six. Number seven, excuse me. So being self-driven, that's number six, being results driven by results, and know that you have what it takes, and knowing what you don't have, right? Because the same way you know that this is what it needs, you know, or I have this skill, or I have this goal, or I have this business, and that's what it's going to take for me to be able to get over here to my dream, whatever it is that you want to accomplish. But you also have to be real about where you're weak. Everybody has a weakness. I hire where I'm weak. I do. I have a whole team. I've been able to go from a single member, sole proprietor person working, doing all of this by myself, to realizing that I'm weak by myself. Now I need to build a team, right? I've been able to accomplish a lot of things by myself, but now in order to sustain that and to maintain that and to grow that even bigger, I need a team and I need help, right? And I need a coach to show me how to do there, to get there so that I can get there faster and don't have to spend 10 years bumping my head trying to figure it out, right? And so just knowing that and being willing to learn from someone else's expertise. If it's not your expertise, then, you know, find someone. And this is the fastest way, right? This is just a quick way. Of course, if it's not your expertise, yes, you can go to school. Yes, you can study. Yes, you can look up. Internet is full of garbage. It is. Like, literally, it's full of garbage. It's based on input that other people, regular people. So, it's not all the way always valid. And so, yeah, you can learn that way. But how about you learn from someone who's done it and can say, oh, here's a shortcut. Ooh, right? Shortcut to 5 years. I don't know about you, but years are important. I don't want to spend years trying to figure out something when I can learn how to do it in 6 months from someone who has done it as an expert, right? And so so number seven is being goal-oriented. That's another characteristic or a successful habit that I've seen common across all of those multi-six-figure government contractors or multi-million-dollar government contractors, those who have succeeded in this for years, that's a characteristic that I find that they have in common, is just being goal-oriented. You have to have a goal. Because and literally I've had and it's a good thing for people to inquire and stuff like that. But I like I said, I don't work with just anyone. I always let them know this is my recommendation. Right. So if you come to me and say, well, I have a business, but I don't have a business license, and my business is just whatever I want to do. What can I, you know, what can I sell? That means you have no knowledge of where you want to go. First, you have to identify what is your passion, what moves you, what can you do for the next 10 to 20 years and not feel like you have to go to work. You have to do that, figure that part out before we can even work together, because I can't just give you a business. I can't give you a business idea, and you don't want to be, you know, create a business based off what you see the government is buying. You don't want to do that. You can do that. But you want to create, have a business, at least something to work with, right? At least something to work with. So I'm not going to say, oh, yeah, you're highly qualified, we can help you. No, because you have to know what you want. Otherwise, it's going to be a headache trying to figure out what you want. And you'll be all over the place. And today you want to do this, and tomorrow you're going to be over there, right? A ship without a sail. You're going to be blown by the wind or whatever. So you must know what you have to offer first. You must actually have a business. At least a business license at minimum. Everything else we can help you with, but you have to know, have some type of goal in mind. You have to know where, well, how much do you make in your business? If you're even if it's zero, that's okay, but we want to know how much are you making in your business, and how much do you want to make, even better so, right? So we can actually strategically look at how to help you achieve your goal. And if you're like, well, I don't even know. How do you not know what you want to make? First, well, let's start with what are your life expenses? What do you pay for rent and housing and food? And how do you get over, you know, transportation and all your bills? At minimum, what does that cost? If we can show you how to cover that, but you have to know what that is first. So you have to have goals. What are your goals? So you create your goals, and then we create action steps around achieving those goals. And those action steps comes with also a strategy and blueprint to get there, right? It also comes with support on helping you get there the right way. But it also comes with your sense of worthiness, knowing and believing that you can achieve that goal, right? Your sense of worthiness, that you can achieve that goal, and that you're optimistic about achieving it, and you're self-driven to go ahead and get it done, right? All of those things play a part, right? You can't just have, you know, one thing without the other. It just doesn't work that way. Otherwise, you'll be one of those that give up, because you'll think it hasn't happened in 90 days, or it's taken 90 days for it's taken 90 days for, you know, my woman-owned small business to complete. So it just doesn't work. None of it works, right? No, if it takes 90 days for the woman on small business to complete, that's fine. That's okay. Just know that you're in the process, and it will eventually get completed. But guess what? Your SAM registration took 10 days or 7 days or 3 days or whatever. So start there. Let's start there. As your state is opening up, as your city and county is opportunities are opening up, now here comes the woman on small business. So it's just like knowing where to start, knowing where you're going, knowing that everything is a process. It doesn't happen overnight. But anyway, hey, Pierre, good afternoon. And Gipsona, I'm a financial analyst in my day job, but how can those skills turn into a government contract? Financial analysis. So you have to be, so when you're talking about financial analysis, I don't really know what that is. But I believe it's just looking at finance. Is that a financial consultant type of opportunity? And if so, they have financial consultants, right? Is this something that has to do with accounting or bookkeeping? And if so, they have that, right? Does it have something to do with retirement and putting together a retirement package? They have contracting opportunities for that. And so really you have to understand like what it is that you want to sell. Like what is it that you do? Some people don't really know. Some people say, well, I'm a mindset coach. Well, what is that? What are you coaching about the mindset? Are you teaching about financial literacy? Right? You want to help people develop the right mindset around financial literacy? And so if so, that is what it is that you do, financial literacy. And yes, there are contracts for that, right? So you have to really, really be specific and know that whatever you call it, you want to make sure that first that the government calls it that same thing. If not, you want to find the translation. And the translation is something that you can pretty much find on the NAICS code index. That's NAICS.com, NAICS.com. So if you can find it on there, then basically there's a contracting opportunity for you, right? And then a lot of times, Erica Brooks, hey, Erica, she say I'm a financial consultant. Olivia, hello, hello, hello. some of these are my brand new clients. I teach and write insurance and investments. Okay, yeah. So there's a bunch of different types of opportunities. Some of those things are going to be a part of strategies, like looking at things from a different perspective, because sometimes you may, Gibson said, I'm a financial analyst. So if you go on one site, right, just one, and put in financial analysis contracts, right, and you're like, oh, nothing comes up. Like there's no history, right? Because it may not come up under that. It may come up under financial consulting. It may come up under a whole different keyword or a whole different name. So it's just about strategies. And those are the strategies, of course, that I teach inside my program. Those are the strategies, of course, like all knowing like all those little micro steps and point of views and the language to look for, and knowing that there's more than just Sam. It's just so many people. It's just like, I'm like, why is everybody so stuck on Sam? Half the time, you're not going to find opportunities on that site. Opportunities are elsewhere. It's everywhere else, right? That's why I always talk about maximizing opportunities, because it's going to come elsewhere, or you never know where it's going to come. Or maybe it's going to come from a phone call, because now you're registered in all these different systems, right? Or maybe it's going to come from a prime contractor who saw you on a list, or maybe it's going to come from you showing up to the pre-bid meetings or showing up to meet the prime events and stuff like that. And now people are seeing your face and they're seeing what you do, and you're sharing your capability statement, and that's where your first opportunity is going to come from. Everybody's journey is going to be different, right? And so in my program, we cover all that. We cover all the different what ifs, and this is how you do that. This is how you handle this. This is the strategy that let's look for. It another way. Let's look through other databases and systems and think about it from the prime perspective or the subcontracting perspective or joint venture perspective, or think about it from a hierarchy, like who's utilizing the services that you offer. And so all of those things people miss if they don't have someone to direct them in the right way. And those are the people that typically say, this doesn't work. I have never seen anything under my particular code. So just believe that if I can help a dog treat business owner, like they sell dog treats, find contracts for selling dog treats, you better believe that there's things for financial consultants, there's things for insurance and investments, there's opportunities for collections and invoicing and all that stuff. There's opportunities for all these different people. So Gibson says, let me see, I got Sam registered, then what? Yeah, good. I think I did a training about that, or a live about that exact question. I'm registered, now what? That is where the blueprint and strategy comes in, because some people get a little bit, or they may have heard on YouTube or somewhere on the internet or somewhere in a Facebook group that you go through Sam, and then you're ready. Well, what about the steps? What about the strategies? What do I do then? How do I approach this? What is a bid? What is an RFP? Like, how do I respond to that? How do I price my services? There are all these missing pieces, and those missing pieces could take you a very long time, right? On your own, it can take you a very long time. I'm not saying you can't do it on your own. I'm just saying that you can figure it out on your own, but it's just so much helpful and it's so much easier. It saves so much time if you can get a strategy or someone to give you the book, like the Bible or something that says step A, step B, step C. And then at this point, you should be landing a contract, right? If you've done this, and this, now you should be landing a contract within these few months, right? And if someone can give that to you, Wouldn't you say yes? wouldn't you hire an expert to help you get there? So Gibson said, my husband owns a trucking company. Contracting seems to work for his industry a lot. And there's contracting that works for every industry. In fact, I always talk about my client, like when she first signed up with me, Sharonda, and she was like, I sell wigs and I do beauty salon services. And I'm like, okay, well, we'll figure out a way for you to position yourself to sell those services to the government. And she did. And now she's selling prosthetic wigs to the government. Right. And so that's completely outside of trucking. Yeah, you're going to find trucking because that's a common industry. But it's just, what are you looking for when you're looking through those sites? What are you looking for? Do you have the strategies and the training behind how to look through things that are not there? Because there's a way, right? There's a way to carve out opportunities, even if you don't see it there. Things that you will never find on a SAM site or whatever other sites you guys are looking at. There's a strategy behind that. And if you have that skill set, you have that knowledge of what to look for and what not to look for and what to, look over or look under or whatever, then it makes the process so much easier because if you're looking for, let's just say, I don't know, granolas. just pick up or something random. If you're looking for how to get a contract selling granola bars to the government, are you typing in granola? Are you typing that in? Or are you looking under food and restaurants or catering services or whatever? Strategies. It's all strategy. Yeah. Can you sell that to the government? Absolutely. And I can show you exactly how to do that and do it in bulk and sell like a whole stack of them, like a whole whatever, truckload of those, and land at least a $200,000 contract selling granolas, broken granola to the government. But it's about those strategies, right? Can you sell water? Yeah. I've literally in my program, I help people try to think about all the different opportunities. What is your passion? What are you already doing? What have you tried? What things can you add to bring value, to open up multiple streams of income, all that stuff? And I literally, with one of my clients, I showed them about how I saw a contract for $500,000. And these are things that, of course, if I'm passion driven, these are things that I see and I'm like, okay, well, if I know someone that's doing this, I'm just going to send it to them. I'll just say, hey, look at this opportunity. But the thing is, even if I send it to you, you have to be in position. You have to be registered. You have to understand bidding. You have to understand how to market and network and price your stuff, right? So there's so many different pieces. And I'm like, you can just come on and let me help you. Yeah, you know what I mean? So anyway, I seen a water contract. It was like $500,000 for like a bunch of crates of water, right? Now, there are small business owners who would rather stand in front of a ballpark or outside an event with their little water coolers and sell it $2 a bottle at a time versus going after a $500,000 contract. And for the life of me, I can't understand why you would want to do that. There's an easier way to do business and you can win. But, to each his own. Of course, I'm not here to judge. It's like to each his own. So I'm just like, yeah, you can sell those things to the government, but you have to understand how. You have to know what to look for and how to price that. What's been priced before? It's work. And I always say it's work, but it's definitely worth it. Okay. Angela says, wow, when I'm ready, I'm hiring you, sis, for real. I will stop procrastinating. I'm comfortable, but we'll be moving to the contract side in 5 years. It's my 5-year plan. Awesome. So it says, sign me up. The Facebook user, it don't even say your name, but you have to click on the StreamYard link. So that we can see your name. And then we'll just post the link for you to go ahead and apply to work with us inside our program. Okay. My goal is to train and coach supervisors in HR for government. Yeah. Mandatory training in certain topics. Yeah, definitely. There's in HR, there's opportunities. There's a lot of opportunities. I see those all the time. I mean, you would just not believe the many gems. I have some pictures on the wall. Like some little pictures and things of that nature on my wall, you can sell that to the government. It's crazy. I'm just saying, walk in your office, if you have one, if you have a home office, walk in and take a inventory look around at what you see. first you're going to be walking on floors. So guess what? You, if you're a flooring company, you can sell floors to the government, floor services, right? Building floors or putting up floors. I don't even know, but floors, you can sell carpet. Somebody is vacuuming that. That's janitorial cleaning services, right? Somebody's shampooing that. Those are cleaning services. You'll see walls, sheetrock. So those sheetrock trades, somebody is doing that in government buildings. Somebody, some small business owner has that contract that put those walls up. You see windows, glazing, right? Glaziers and stuff. Those are contracting opportunities. You see blinds. You see the lights, you know, flick a light and it comes on, right? There's an energy service being provided by somebody, and it's not being provided by the government. It's being provided by a person, a individual business owner that provides that utility service, right, for them. There's, you may see some cabinets. You may see some plaques, right? You may see some dishes, like all of those things. Just that alone will let you know, oh, you may see some paper plates. You may see some bottled waters and a refrigerator. All of those things are things that you, as a small business owner, if you're in the space of selling products, you can sell that to the government. If you're in the space of selling services, those are services that you can also sell. Someone is maintaining the security in those buildings, like not only man security, right, security guard services, but the cyber security. Someone is maintaining that. So that's like, that falls under IT services. And so really, so when people are looking for validation in other people, right? It just doesn't work. Like for me, it doesn't always work that way. It's just like, what do you see for yourself? Do you see an opportunity? And if so, go after it for yourself. You are your guarantee. You are your guarantee. Do you guarantee yourself to fail, or do you guarantee yourself to win? What is your attitude? And that's what I would say. If your attitude is that I see the opportunity, I'm going after it, I'm going to get it. I don't care how much paperwork I have to fill out. I don't care how much research I got to do. I don't care what I need to do to get there, or who I need to get to help me to get there, or whatever is going to be done. And when you walk with that spirit and in that mindset, those are the ones who win contracts. I'm pretty sure you're not here because you want to watch other people say, I want a contract. I'm pretty sure you want to be one of those who are actually getting those results. And if so, and if you're tired of trying to figure it out, you're tired of looking for answers in other people without looking into yourself and your spirit, then go ahead and schedule a call. Apply with me and our team, so that we can help you. That is our only goal, right? We don't, like, yeah, there's an investment, but the small investment into working with us. I have staff. I have, you know, it's a business. It's not a nonprofit organization, right? So yeah, there's a small investment to work with us, right? That's no hidden secret. And depending on where you are in business and what program you is going to help you get to your specific goal, that investment may be a little bit different. But guess what? That one small investment, I guarantee you, if you follow the steps, that's going to look like lunch money, like a sandwich, the cost of a sandwich and maybe a soda. Like, it's going to look like lunch money when you apply those steps. And then now you're winning. Now you're winning and landing contracts, and you have a system. And guess what? If you decide to sell that multi-million dollar valuable business that you just built with that one system and start again, you have a system to build it all over again. Investment in what? that small investment is nothing, right? So compared to what you get out of it, and something that could sustain you for years to come until you retire and give you the power to do whatever it is that you want to do, that's even bigger, because everybody should have a bigger picture. Are you going to be a philanthropist, right? Are you going to give back to your community? We're talking about homelessness. Are you going to be a solution to that? In order to do that as a business owner, you have to have some type of revenues or some type of success somewhere so that you can be that contributor to society in that kind of way. And so there's bigger goals, right? Right. And so that system that we help you with, the strategies that we give you and everything, it works. So the investment is definitely worth it. And so here's the thing. There's going to be some people that look at the investment and they're like, I don't have it. And guess what? This is just how amazing my team is, or, you know, my team members are. This is just how amazing the program is designed. Like, most people will be like, you can't invest, or you don't have it. Okay, well, bye, because you're not qualified. We say, well, guess what? You're not qualified now, but guess we have some resources to help you. Let's figure this out together, because we want to see you reach your goal. Each one teach one. You notice that we help women and minorities. That is the biggest group of those who have been disadvantaged far too long in business. The biggest group that the government is saying, we have all this money for you, but you're not in position, or your system is broke, or only one thing is done. So you're not qualified for the money yet, because you don't even know what you're doing. You don't even know how to price your services. You don't even know this stuff. And then you don't invest in yourself to learn how to do it, right? So it's just like, if you never invest in yourself, right, which is a sacrifice, it's a transaction for a result, right? If you never put in a transaction to get a result, then you stay where you are. And if you're happy with where you are, then continue doing what you're doing. Because the same practice creates the same results. But when you begin to do something different, to step out on faith, to make things happen on a whole different level, then you think about investments as something bigger. It's a spiritual thing, right? Something happens, like, in the spiritual realm when you make an investment and a sacrifice in yourself, because you're saying, I bet on me. I bet on me. I bet that now that I'm, you know, making the sacrifice to do this, I have no choice but to take action. So if I come across a 20-page document that I need to fill out, I have no choice. I've already invested in this thing, so I'm going to make it work regardless. It's going to happen for me. Those are the ones that get results. So anyway, I am going. Okay, Krishana, she said, I love that. Okay, so can I be a startup business to get a government contract? Says Jay Parker. Hello. Yes, you can be a startup business. So, and that is another misconception. And these are the things, like, you will hear people tell you, and you can say, my coach, Kawana D, she said that is not true. And that is the reason why I always say, don't let other people no's become your no, right? No was for them, but for you, that story is going to be different. And even if you get a no, guess what? That one no. You want to get to the no's to get to the yes. Even if you get a no, there's a reason why you got the no. And that is where being optimistic about things, then you say, well, why did I get that no? Maybe it's something I didn't do right. Maybe it's an approach of something different that I need to do. Maybe I'm not speaking the right language. Eventually that no will become a yes, because you're optimistic and you're determined and you've already self-validated and you saw it for yourself and you're driven and you're goal-oriented and you're taking all the right actions. But always learn from a no, right? But when you take other people's no's as your no's, and you're blocked. You basically say, I want to do this, but I'm going to put up this wall in front of me so that I can't get there. It doesn't make sense. It just doesn't. Like, you know what I mean? So anyway, so you will hear a lot. This is what I was getting to, Jay. You will hear a lot of times that people say, well, you can't do government contracting if you just started your company. You have to be in business for 2 years, right? There are so many levels of government that have different rules and regulations, right? So just because they say that, maybe they'll say that with your local city and county. For an example, sometimes you have to be completely vested in your local city and county for like 6 months to a year in order to do business with that city. But that does not mean that you cannot do business with the federal government or the state, right? And it does not mean that in your city, you can't do a federally funded project in that city, right? So that's why it's just like, let other people know, be there. No, yes, you can be in business 3 months, 6 months, you know, whatever, and still do business with the government and get a contract just like that. I know, because I personally have helped business owners who have come, and this is earlier before I was like, I want to work with those who already have a business so we can show them how to grow that business. So before, we would also work with those who just like, I have a business, but it's not official. I got to get my business license. Do I need the LLC? Oh, what is a Dun & Brad? What are these things? You know, so we're like helping people start a business so we can help them grow that business or whatever. Those are two separate two separate trainings, right? It's just two separate levels of training. But anyway, we've helped people start a business within 3 months. They're fully certified. And even though the city may say you got to wait 6 months, they're state, federally, and whatever, contracted or certified, and now they've landed a contract within 6 months when the city told them no. You gotta wait, right? And so yeah, you definitely can be in business for 2 days or 90 days or whatever. It doesn't matter. It's just about who are you getting your information from, and knowing that. That's why I don't take no's for no's. Like, I'd be like, oh, she said no, but let me go over here. Somebody gonna say yeah, and I know there's a way around this, and I know there's some other inside doors, and maybe they just don't know what they're talking about, right? So it's just like, who are you getting your information from? You have to know that there's a way around everything. There is, when it comes to government contracting. So just because you started 90 days ago doesn't mean you got to wait 2 years. No, there are some certain certifications, like the 8A. I think the 8A program requires you to have 2 years of business experience before you can qualify for that particular program. But in SAM, as long as you have your EIN, as long as you have your Dun & Bradstreet number, you can get registered today. With the state that you live in, you can get registered today. With the Department of Transportation, you can get registered today. And so it all depends on, but there's a lot of things happen. There's a lot of things happening at the same time. So it's definitely possible for you to become a government contractor. You just have to have a system, the strategy, and be willing to do the work, right? And just know that it doesn't happen overnight. Can it happen faster for some than others? Yeah, and it does. I've had, Sharonda, where I was talking about you, where I was sharing before earlier, she landed her contract 2 weeks outside of the program. the program that we have is 6 weeks. 2 weeks later, she landed her contract. 8 weeks, she landed her first contract selling prosthetic wigs to the government. So those are very rare scenarios. But who's to say that yours can't happen in that rare scenario? So typically, 3 months, you can land a contract. 3 to 6 months, you can land multiple contracts, right? But some are landing contracts within weeks. Who else? Shantia. Shantia sells software. So within her, she was 6 weeks in a program. By week 11, I believe it was, somewhere around there, she landed her first contract. Those are rare scenarios. Doesn't happen all the time. But who's to say? So if you go to someone and say, well, how long did it take you? And they're like, oh, it took me 3 years. That's their story. You have to literally duplicate everything that they did wrong to get that same result as them. So what is going to be your story? So you have to, number one, create a plan for yourself and say, you know what? Like Sharice, who says she's going to retire her husband by December. She's very specific. She's going to retire her husband from his job by December with government contracting and with her business, right? So that's very specific. What is your goal? Are you going to wait 5 years to land a contract? Is that your goal, to do it in 5 years? Is your goal to do it in 30 days or 60 days or 90 days? What is your goal? And then do the work to get there. You have to be consistent. You can't just do one bid and think that, it doesn't work. You did one, right? It's a numbers game. The more you do, the more consistent you are, the more results you're going to get. And before you know it, literally, you will have landed simultaneous contracts at the same time. That is where the wealth begins. Checks upon checks upon checks upon checks. Oh, trust me, I know what I'm talking about. I'm just saying. So anyway. So Elaine, hello. Hey, Elaine. What method? Let me see. I'm a little blurred. I can't see this small text. Let me see. Okay, so Elaine said, what method is your program given? Oh, on Zoom. Yeah, it's Zoom. It's through Zoom. And so we have Zoom live Q&As. We have a training portal with our trainings there. We also use Facebook for our community for Q&As as well. So it's a combination. It's like a hybrid program. Angela said, would love to network with you, and on a contact, I am employee in labor relations. Okay, cool. Yeah, let's do that. So I think you, I don't know if you have my information, but if you inbox me your number, then I'll just text you. so you can have mine and we can make it happen. So Olivia, that's where I am. Just starting out working on certifications, already have SAMs. Yes. And let me see. Jay Parker said, is there an opportunity for notary signing agents? Oh my goodness. Yes, there is. Definitely. Yeah. So on YouTube, I see that you're joining us on YouTube. I have a training on government contracts for notary. So if you look that up, just the information in there is just powerful. So that you know, yeah, there's definitely contracts for notary signing agencies. Yeah, absolutely, without a shadow of a doubt, there are. Okay. All right, so cool. Anyway, well over my time, but I do want to invite you all to schedule a call, to apply to schedule a call to with our team, to apply to work with us inside the $1 trillion Government Contracts Accelerator. And to apply, you will go to $1 trillion. I'm going to put it up on the screen. governmentcontracts.com. So if you go to $1 trillion governmentcontracts.com, that is our site to the application, right? The application is so that we get to know who you are, where you are in business, if this is a good fit for you. It just kind of helps us wean out, you know, those who need help elsewhere, the stops before the stop, right? It doesn't say that, oh, we'll never work with you. None of that stuff. It's just wean out the stops before the stops. We want to know if you're ready. Now ready. You know what I mean? That type of thing. We want to know how ready you are. And if not, we'll send you to some resources to help you get ready. There's a lot of different resources that we offer. But if you go to $1 trillion governmentcontracts.com to apply to work with us, schedule a call with our team, we'll walk you through how we can help you in the program, looking at your business goals and where you are in business and what you aspire to accomplish and the type of service that you have. If it's a good fit, then we'll invite you to work with us, and we'll invite you to work with us in a whatever level of the program that we feel is going to help you get there faster. Okay. So go ahead and schedule your call today. Krishana says, thank you for all of this. See you on the other side. Already met with your team. See you on the side. Thank you. Awesome. Looking forward to working with you, Krishana. Erica says, one leg of my business is business development, startup assistance. I'm sure. Oh, heck yeah. So in fact, Erica, so that falls under business consulting, business management, business consulting. And so just think about it. And believe it or not, right now there's a lot of money out there for that to help small business owners. But also with the Small Business Development Center. So the Small Business Development Center that you guys go to, maybe have been to, they're in your city. They're funded by the SBA. They actually contract those contracts out to small businesses like yourself who can help small business owners, right? So they're contractors. They're not employees of, you know, the SBA or employees of the government. They're business owners who have a contract to help you grow and develop your business. So yeah, absolutely. So anyway, like I said, sometimes you just, you know, have to have someone help you see like the opportunities and the positioning. Sometimes it helps to have someone talk you through it or walk you through it so that you can visualize how to position yourself to win those contracting opportunities. Because many of the time, the system is not designed for you to see it and be like, oh my God, like, you know, you have to look through some things, right? And kind of sort through some things to really see the opportunities. And that is where basically, you know, coaches like myself can help you just uncover, right, the diamonds in the rough and uncover like those hidden secrets and things that you may not find on the internet, you know, anywhere out there. So anyway, cool. So I look forward to working with you, Krishana, but also those who are going to be scheduling a call to work with me and my team at $1 trillion governmentcontracts.com. We can't wait to hear from you and to connect with you. Until next time, I'll see you next week at next week's Family Talk Friday live here on the $1 trillion Government Contracts Academy. Talk to you guys soon and have a great and amazing weekend.